In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What a great joy to be here in the presence of the saints on earth, gathered to hear God's word, confess our sins, and know that we, as baptized children of God, have a great future ahead of us. A future that's been planned by God and has given the promise through the precious blood shed on Calvary's cross for our sins. What a great joy. A joy not to just have, but a joy to share so that others, as the song said so clearly, this little gospel light, I'm going to let it shine. That they too can know that Jesus Christ died on the cross for their sins, and they have eternal life. As we are gathered here today, as we remember the faithful departed, we think of those loved ones who we had share the gospel of light. To each and every one of us, sitting around a table, opening devotions, speaking the word of God in love, in joy, in thanksgiving, nurturing us in the love and admonition of the Lord, in their light, shine on us, so that we have the truth and the understanding in this broken and fallen world that is so corrupt and so hard many times in our life, that we too have something to look forward to. A picture that John paints for us today in the gospel or in the epistle of Revelation chapter 7. On Fridays, I go to the seminary and I do some teaching on prison ministry, but I always go early so I can go to chapel service. And if you go in the chapel and you look around, you see these new stained glasses all over, beautiful windows. But today, I want you to think particularly of one window. A window that is called the Feast of All Nations. When you look at that window, you see the waters of holy baptism. And out of that waters of holy baptism springs up a tree that becomes a cross, that becomes a table. The table is a table for all nations. Every language, every age, every person who has died in Christ to gather. Now, as you look at that window, some of those pictures you can look at and you can see some faces. And they go, oh, that must be Martin Luther, or that must be St. Peter. And they're pretty easy to tell, but there's some faces that they don't have the complete face. They don't have the complete figure. Because the Feast of All Nations is not just for those who have gone before us. It's not just for us now, but it's for all who are in Christ in the future. And that's what John wants us to see. He wants us to see, no matter what trials and tribulation and heartache and pain and suffering this world dishes out, we have been given the victory. And the victory we have is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Listen to these words. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, who are these clothed in white robes? And from where have they come? And I said to him, sir, you know. And he said to me, These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Think of those words. Those words that gives us a picture of heaven. Gives us a picture of what joy it's going to be. But it also gives us a picture of something else, something deeper. They have washed. Why would they need to have their garments washed? Because since the fall of man, we are all soiled with sin. I'm going to ask you something. You don't have to raise your hand. But how many of you, sometime in your life, probably when you're a young child, were told, we're going to take pictures, make sure you keep your clothes clean, don't go out and play. Don't go out and play with your brother in the sand, Jeffrey. Yeah, you even got it, didn't you? Yes, I heard those words. My brother heard those words too. But you know what was a lot more funner than hearing those words? Going out and playing in the sand. Anybody else like me? Soiled sinners as we are? That's a little thing. But yet, in the Word of God, there's no such things as unsoiled, somewhat soiled, kind of soiled. It's always in the holiness of God, or you are soiled. And in this day and age, we have a tendency to look at how great the soiledness might be, or how large the soil might be. But in the eyes of God, be holy. I, the Lord your God, am holy. God doesn't play games. And we are all soiled with sin. But these who are standing before the Lamb, before the throne of God, their garments that were filthy because of this world have been washed, made pure. And the ironic thing is, through the blood. I challenge you. I challenge every one of you ladies to go home and you look at your cleaners. And I guarantee you at least one of them will say, it helps get out the stain of blood. But God says in His holy word that we are washed through the blood of the Lamb. A great reversal. God takes what we would say would normally be a stain and soil our sins, or soil our clothing, our garments, and He, through His word and power and spirit, uses the blood of the Lamb to give us forgiveness and the promise of eternal life. And we, saints on earth, have that now. We have that now since we were brought to the waters of holy baptism, and God gave us that Spirit of Christ to cling to the faith that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. That light of Christ that we spoke of, that light that sometimes a flickering light, and sometimes it's a beaming light, but in the eyes of God, it's all light of Christ. Because Jesus Christ has washed us through his blood. Blood shed at Calvary's cross to give us forgiveness and the promise of everlasting life. At the seminary, there's also another window, a window that has a cross. In that cross, there's shards of darkness. Darkness that's piercing Christ, the crown of thorns upon his head, showing that the darkness of sin was what took Christ to the cross for us, to be our substitute, to be our sacrifice, so that we would have eternal life, salvation, and the promise of victory in the kingdom of heaven. And that's why we can celebrate the faithful departed. Not because they were great people. They may have been. Not because they gave lots of money to the church. They may have. But it's because of the works of Christ that they responded with the love of serving their church. They responded with giving gifts to the church. They responded using the gifts and talents God's given them for the church and all God's people. It's all because of Christ. You have to excuse me, Nancy Bowen's in here. I wasn't even going to think about this, but the Holy Spirit just said, hey, you need to say this. Her husband, Glenn, and their son, David, I knew quite well. I had one Lenten season. I had the idea that we were going to make crosses and make the instruments of Christ's suffering. I shared it with Glenn. All I had to do was share it. He went to work. A couple weeks later, he had a prototype. I still have that prototype on my pastor study in my house. The cross of Christ, the crown of thorns, the insignia over the cross, King of the Jews, the spear, hand-carved spear and sword. He did that not to gain heaven. He did that because he had heaven. The response of what Christ has done for us is like a light coming out of us, sharing the good news so that others may know the joy of knowing Jesus has taken their soiled garments and wash them in the blood of the Lamb. I ran into Nancy yesterday at the IGA, and she had some pears to give to the SEM students. And so she invited Rebecca and I up to their house, and there went in and got the pears. And on the refrigerator was a card that our church ladies had made, a handmade card. And it had golden gates. The gates were open. Give you a glimpse into heaven. We don't know all the details of heaven. Only the details that God gives us. And that's enough for right now. Because we know that because our loved ones knew Jesus Christ, because we know our loved ones were baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, because we know the loved ones were brought to the table and received Christ's body and blood in and with the bread and the wine, because we know our loved ones had stayed up and heard the confession and made their confession of trusting in Jesus Christ as their Savior, in the confession and absolutions that we have in our services. Because we know that our loved ones who were baptized into Christ, who knew Christ as their Lord and Savior, that baptism with the baptismal cloth that was given at baptism, and then the white pall that's placed on the coffin. A visual picture that they have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And they, unlike you and me, they know what's beyond those golden gates. They know that they are seeing Jesus Christ, the right hand of God, the throne with the angels singing and praising God. Amen, amen, glory, power, and might. The song of the Te Deum sings out, and we know it's ours too. As we gather here today with angels, archangels, and the whole company of heaven singing laud and praising God Almighty. Yes, dear Christian friends, today is a day we remember the faithful departed. But it's not just a day of remembrance. It's a day for now to move forward and share the light of Christ with love, with joy, and with thanksgiving. May this be your peace as you go through your days. Amen. And the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.